Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Oh, listen, boom, boom on that right hit. That's Cher coming up here next. Turns 80 today. Wow. Cher is 80. This is probably the first song, Roger, that I remember of Cher growing up.
Great.
Papa, she's probably still got a Las Vegas residency, too.
I tell you, she's still
yeah, her, I mean, of all the people Dolly. That you see that gets, and I hadn't seen her in a ton of years, I don't know when, but she never really looked like she's had a ton of work done.
But she has.
100%.
Well, her and Dolly both. I've done her and Dolly. You know, we always talk about Dolly,
but
we never bring up Cher when we talk about who's the other one? The Aretha Franklin being the, when it comes to female performers. I mean, this girl, she's got a great pipes.
I think she had a number one hit in four or five different decades.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Remarkable there.
I mean, listen, her voice was so strong, and she was a knockout. And, of course, who was her husband?
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono. He was the one who promoted her.
Yeah.
And then the other one, Roger, you just played, it was Bronson. How do you pronounce his last name?
Pinchot.
Was that Balky? Is that his name? Balky.
Well, that was Serge. But he played Balky in a TV show.
I forgot that he was in the Risky Business movie with Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
he was one of the bad guys, right?
No. He was one of Tom's friends.
His buddies.
Him and the other Booger Presley guy.
The bad guy. The bad guy was what's his face?
Yeah, Joe.
It's Sam Romano.
Yeah. Joe from
Matrix.
Joe Pantoliano.
Pantoliano.
So it's Pincho and Pantoliano.
Hey, Joey Pants.
Joey Pants. Just got word that there's a big accident on I-30 and Reynolds Road, so glad you can just sit there and listen to us. We appreciate that until they move that. Do want to thank a new sponsor for Trey Reed.
Right.
Powers Trucks Parts and Service in North Little Rock, 372-4828. We'll find out more about them. They're sponsoring. Now, listen. They stepped up and are not only sponsoring Trey Reed, but Joe Nichols.
Man, they're going to be a strong presence on Wednesdays.
Yes. How about that?
Looking forward to meeting those guys and appreciate you stepping up.
Yeah.
It was last week you said, hey, it's open, and I think it went in about a few hours.
That Joe Cates, he gets out there. And
legendary salesman in this market.
That's why it didn't take long to get him to sign the dotted line.
661-1037 is the Milton Heaton Air text line, or you can call
us. He's a good dude, too.
Someone says here, Kevin in Pangburn said, my Daisy was a rescue. She was loyal for 13 years. I had to euthanize her 2 months ago today. Man, that's tough. Well, good for you, Kevin. You're a good man. Trey needs to thank, let's see here, needs to thank Mr. Underwood for that excellent Spanish pronunciation.
Yes, Mr. James.
How about that?
James K. Underwood. I had him 3 years at Pine Bluff High. Very talented artist. He did a lot of scrimshaw. And I don't know if I told y'all about this, but I was reunited after almost 36, 37 years recently with my high school senior yearbook.
Oh, cool.
It ended up in a buddy of mine's car. Well, so I get it back. He mails it to me a couple months ago. And on the inside front cover, Mr. Underwood, he really was a talented artist. It goes to show, my affinity for Mexico goes way back.
Yeah.
He drew a picture of me in this Contra type uniform. That's because this is when Iran-Contra was going on, right? With the bandoliers and the big hat. And
Your Spanish teacher did that.
Yeah. So I had already been down to Mexico once on my own before I graduated high school, believe it or not. Mr. Underwood.
On your own? In high school.
And it was between my 11th and 12th grade years. Wow. Hard to believe, right? Would never let my kids do that, Christian.
No.
Here's from Jake. Jake, I've never rescued a dog, but several single moms. There you go.
Ho!
Hello!
Here's one from Mike Mobley. Did they release a bunch of 12-inch stripers in Wachita? You know anything about that?
I do not know about that, but we've backed way off of striper stocking. I don't know the last time we've.
I tell you, Mike fishes for everything, and he took me striper fishing, and as usual, with my bad luck, we caught nothing. But Kevin Steed, who you know, state trooper, he showed me some pictures of massive stripers. He caught Lake Hamilton.
Hamilton,
I was stunned.
Hamilton's got them. Wow. But Washita and Beaver Lake are really our two. Those are the two lakes where more people actively target stripers. I mean, not as many as like largemouth bass, obviously, but I think beaver, it's like the number two sought after species after largemouth bass.
John Bland, our buddy, former Razorback quarterback, coaches over at Catholic High School, just sent the video, and it is a mess. It is a mess on the way I-30. That wreck is. Yeah, it's 18-wheeler. It looks like it's just been cut in half in there.
Where
stuff.
Is this again?
It's I-30 and what did I say?
Reynolds Road.
Yeah, Reynolds
Road. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a mess. Let's see, 661-1037. Someone says, speaking about passports, my wife and I – oh, hold on a second. I hate when it does this. No, see, there's a semi that hit a sign just past Bryant exit eastbound. They hit a sign. I don't know if it was one of the ones that was overhead or to the side.
Yeah. So passports, we had to get one, obviously. I mean, I just needed to renew mine to go to Mexico. Sam already had hers still a couple, 3 or 4 years good. So we were thinking, well, we better get this done now. How long is it going to take? Renew it, because you can renew it online, all that sort of stuff. It was less than a week after my hair transplant. So, you know, Meredith said, Dad, you got to get it done. Let's get it done. Let's do it this way. I said, okay, all right. I fell for it. We better get it done. It could be 6 weeks if there's no issue. Words. Well, it comes back in a week's time. In about a week, it shows up. Problem was, is that the picture that I took, because we were in such a big hurry, was 3-4 days into the hair transplant. So my head still looks like an appliance light bulb. And
you get to carry that for 10 years.
10 years, bro. And they're going to look at me and not a chance is this you. It looks like the first guy always killed in a Liam Neeson movie.
That is the bad part about it is you get 10 years to look at. Mine's horrible, too. Someone said, speaking about passports, and Roger, I forgot about this for me and you. My wife and I crossed over into Canada a couple years ago back without a passport, and going across wasn't the issue. It was coming back that the border agent gave us the impression that we could be detained for not having our passport. Do you know that one, Trey, about Canada? We went over that. I don't remember if we had it or not.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I guess, but you have to, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, I've been to Canada a couple of times to see, like, duck production areas up there in Saskatchewan. I'm trying to remember if I think I had a passport when I went in 03, but I think the more recent trip of like 8-9 years ago, I did have to have one.
All right, someone said, all right, boys, it's time to put Trey Reed on the spot. It's that time of year. So which one of the following is the best river to kayak in the state? Buffalo National River, Mulberry River, or the Spring River a la Mammoth Springs? Please be honest.
Buffalo, Mulberry. So I think just for floating, and a lot of this is going to depend on water levels, but I think a lot of people would probably tell you the Mulberry. It's got a little bit more white water, some class two, maybe even some class three rapids at times. For sheer scenery, got to be the Buffalo. And Spring River, the only thing it's number one at is like drunk fest. It's not one of my favorite rivers to float. It's too many people. It's a party scene. Not for me.
Is it weird to you, rather? And Roger, we've talked about this before. Growing up down in Florida, we used to have Econfina Creek and different things, and we would not go canoe. We would go inner tube. And when I think of floating, I don't really want to get in a canoe. I want to float in an inner tube. My feet, my butt's in the water.
With the stem.
Short floats where you can do that. I think we've talked about that on the show. Yeah, I tell you where it's kind of popular. So there's a little stretch of the Caddo about 2.5 miles long below DeGray, below the Resurc Lake on DeGray, and where it hits the Ouachita River. And it's basically right through Arkadelphia or Caddo Valley. They still do a lot of inner tubing because it's short. That's the problem with an inner tube. Like you do a 6, 8, 10 mile stretch on the Buffalo, Mulberry, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it'd take you 4 days in a tube, you know. So
I just didn't know if anybody did that. Someone says here, Mike Hogg here. Ask he always texts. It's Mike Hogg. Ask Trey if he's ever met Clay Dyer. What an unbelievable man and things he does as a fisherman.
Yeah, oddly, I have not. I'm very familiar with Clay and know his story, but we have never crossed paths before, even though the show I used to work on, ESPN, did a feature on him, but I wasn't involved with it.
Someone says here, did Roger's dog pass by his own paw? Our listeners are so amazing. They are so amazing. I see the others that are sending in their rescue dogs. Marcus. A rescue dog is about 10 years old. He spent years in a hoarding situation, was very neglected. He's forever loved now and goes to camping. goes camping with us and enjoys a life of ease. How about that? What a good-hearted person you guys are to do that. Here's another one. Rescue dog Belgian Malonis Kruger. Wow, it's a big, it's a beautiful German Shepherd. So, yeah, it's National Rescue Dog Day. So if you've got one, send us, we'll give it a shout-out. And here's Sally Sue and Jasper. Got them a year apart. Rescue dogs are the best because they know what you did for them. Yeah, how about that? I wonder if when you go to see those dogs, you get them out, and they're so thankful that somebody's, you know, there. It just breaks your heart when you see that.
Those dog rescue commercials are horrible to have to watch and go through.
Someone says, Trey, then there's the mighty Cossetot. At the falls, king of all.
That's Cossetot again. That's not for the faint of heart. Or
we've been down there before.
For the beginners.
We didn't float it, but we know.
We've been down there.
Last one before we go to break. Trey, are there fish camps open yet on Ouachita, or do we have to get a permit in the lottery?
Are the
fish camps open yet on Ouachita, or do we have to get a permit in the lottery? I don't know. You're the guy. I know what that means.
I'm bewildered
all right,
by that question.
In Benton, you might send that one again. All right, be careful out there. And Bryant, you got a mess, I know, on I-30. So hang in there with us. Glad you're with us. Don't go away. If you've got another question for Trey, pop us a text. 646.